Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. How are you all doing? Please stay hydrated. It's boiling hot every day. I feel sick because of the heat. Today, I went to Kyoto to celebrate my friend's birthday. It was the final day of my Kyoto trip. I had so much fun. Last time I went to Kyoto for sightseeing was November 2021. That is almost 2 years ago. I feel old. I think I talked about it in my podcast. Melody and I went to Kyoto and we got in a fight. I cried on the bus on the way back home. Bad memories, but I think a lot has changed since then. Well, of course, a lot has changed. It would be scary if it didn't change. The first day we went to Arashiyama. The last time I went to Arashiyama was 2019, which is 4 years ago. It was a year before COVID. I vaguely remember the experience. In Arashiyama, we ate mitarashi dango. And after that, we went to a restaurant in Gion, which was pretty nice. It was by the Kamogawa River. Day two, I had to work, so we didn't go out that much, but we enjoyed our stay at the hotel. The onsen was very nice, and we walked around Arashiyama in the afternoon. We were supposed to go to Kyoto Aquarium, but we were too tired to go. I just went to Kaiyukan, which is an aquarium in Osaka. The penguins were so freaking cute. I spent so much time just looking at the penguins. Instead, we played some vinyls in the music room our hotel had. There was a Beatles record, which made me very happy. I played something by the Beatles. It was my first time using a vinyl, and it was a pretty cool experience. I want a record player for my birthday, and I want Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift vinyls. Beer, wine, and lemon chuhai was all you can drink, but we missed the time and couldn't drink any, which was a little disappointing, but hopefully we can go again next time. Day three, we went to Nanzenji and we wore yukata there. My friend wasn't used to walking in the shoes, the geta, and I felt bad. My feet hurt too, but I was used to them because I used to wear yukata all the time. When I was in high school, I took Nichibu lessons once a week. I wanted to go to Nanzenji because I thought we could cool down. We were able to cool down a bit, but after we got back to the yukata rental place, the people there told me that I needed to pay for a cleaning fee. Why? Because the yukata was dirty. When we were at Nanzenji, I had sat down on the aqueduct. The yukata had a little dirt on it from the aqueduct. Next time, I will be more careful when I'm wearing a yukata. When we were heading back to Kyoto Station, my friend ran into their professor. It was a nice interaction. When I saw them talking, I thought about how small the world is and how coincidental things can be. It's crazy how the universe can bring two people together sometimes. I feel this year is a year I keep good people around me and keep the toxic ones out. And to my surprise, I feel like I'm mentally stronger these days. Maybe because I'm getting close to 25, I'm not just learning, but I'm also putting what I learned to use. Before, a certain situation would have put me in a bad spot, but now when it happens, I feel like I can deal with it calmly. Calm is maybe the word of this year. To not overreact, to not react, to stay calm. I used to react from angry to sad, but now I kind of skip the anger because being angry is a lot of work and it's draining, honestly. If the result is going to be the same, what is the point? Anyways, thank you so much for listening to my story of my short Kyoto trip. There are a lot of things I didn't talk about, but I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast, and I will see you next week. Okay, toodaloo. ポッドキャストの和訳付きスクリプトは、ポッドキャストプレミアムに加入すると全てアクセスができます。気になった方は、ぜひポッドキャストプレミアムまでお願いいたします。また、インスタグラムのサブスクリプションも本日から始めてみました。まだ具体的に何をするか考えてはいないんですが、サブスクリプションをしていただいた方限定の動画であったり、ストーリーとか、インスタライブをですね、やっていけたらいいかなと思います。月額600円からサブスクリプションが可能なので、ぜひ気になった方は見てみてください。Okay, thank you so much. Toodaloo.